We should have won the game. There's no question about that. But what I would say is the first half was flat and ponderous and slow. And it was similar on Monday. But we still had the best chances. They scored from a fortuitous goal. We had three really good chances in the first half, but the second half was much more like us. We created, I don't know, I would say on the night we had double figures in terms of clear-cut chances. And we should be leaving the Brandywell tonight with a comfortable victory. But unless you punish teams when you have them on the ropes, then you don't get the points that you're probably your domination deserves. Obviously, Sam Todd has an injury. One was enforced, and the other two were just to get the intensity into the game. And I could have took a few more off, to be honest. But I do think the performance was slow and flat. I don't think it was as bad as what the first 45 was on Monday. But and as I said, we still had the best chances. Mickey Duffy has two. Pat Hoban has one, and we still had the better of the chances and a flat half from it wasn't a great game in the first half, but the second half, as I said on Monday, you can't give up 45 minutes of football and expect to win games. But again, on the second half display and the chances and the waves of attack, the game should have been out of sight and comfortable for us. The first goal, he's tried to cross it in. We have to try and stop the cross, and then it drops in at the back post. And then the second goal is a poor goal from our end. But in fairness, De Bruyn, he's been an amazing signing for the club. He's been brilliant since the day he walked in here. So I'm certainly not going to stand here and criticise Brian. I think his performances over a long period of time speaks for themselves, and he knows and he's a brilliant pro. And one thing I would say is that the very, very few mistakes that he's made over the last couple of years, he's bounced back brilliantly from them, and I expect he'll do the same. It's extremely disappointing. Extremely disappointing. We need to be winning these games. And on the balance of play, we should have won, but we didn't. We have to, as I said, when you dominate periods like we dominated there, then you have to be taking 3 points, so it's not good enough that we haven't done that.
Rory, put that game into words tonight.
Extremely frustrating. We didn't play anywhere near the capabilities that we can play in the first half, although we still had the best chances. We had three really good chances in the first half. And then second half was one-way traffic and chance after chance, and total domination. But we've given up two poor goals in the night. Should have scored a lot more than we scored. So extremely frustrating.
Of course, their goals came from two mistakes. No, describe them. It's not like Brian, really, no?
No, well, the first goal, we have to do better to stop the cross, and it sneaks in at the back post. It's a fortuitous goal from their end. Second goal, it's a mistake from us, but as I said, I'm not going to stand and criticise Brian. He's been absolutely sensational since he came to this club. From the day Ari walked into the club, he's made very, very few errors in his time, and whenever he has made the very odd one, he's bounced back brilliantly, and I'm sure he'll do the exact same again.
Of course, in the first half, there was a challenge on Mo Patching. How did you view that? Was it a yellow, or did you think it was more yellow?
I thought it was a red card. It was right in front of me. I thought it was a clear red card. That's the way it goes.
Of course, their keeper, it was like the Alamo there in the last 10 minutes of the game, and their keeper kept them in the game.
No, it was like, I felt for 45 minutes, it was chance after chance, wave after wave, things flashing across the face, people... We had so many opportunities to put the ball in the net, and we haven't done it. So it's very, very disappointing and frustrating from that end. But the players in the second half left everything out in the pitch, and I think on the balance of play, we certainly deserved to win the game, but we didn't take our opportunities.
Rory, you made a trouble substitution at the break and it really lifted the performance in the second half.
Aye. We played with more intensity, more endeavour. We created ample opportunities. And it was wave after wave of attack, but we couldn't punish the opposition the way that we should have. And we leave with a point when it should be three.
You've always talked about there's no easy games, and like Sligo really tried really hard to frustrate you through the night.
Aye, well, every team tries hard, that's a given. But in saying that, like, their second goal comes, it's total domination from us at that point. It's wave after wave. We look like we might go on and win it. There was more goals in it for us then that puts us on the back foot, but we responded again and should have scored more goals. But as I said, can't fault the players' effort and desire in the second half, just that final touch, the amount of opportunities that we had.